Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
We've got a special guest in the studio. It is Tracy Casciulli. Hopefully I've said that right. She's the Chief Operations Officer at St. Pat's. Trace, how are you going?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm great. Thanks very much for having me here.
Now, Tracy, we would know you from St. Pat's with our Heart for the Homeless. How did that all come about, your partnership with 98.5?
Well, you guys very generously approached us and realised the need. We have been in Fremantle for a good while, and we're always looking for opportunities to work with the community. So, you know, it was just amazing how the community reached out. Thanks very much to you and your drive through the heart, and all the wonderful goods and materials that were
collected, yeah,
really have made such a big difference to the people that we were serving. So we were able to give them out, provide, you know, services to those that came in needing everything from sleeping bags through to, you know, nourishment.
It was so cool to see so many people come down, drop off the sleeping bags, and they all just want to do their part, which is brilliant. We'll touch on that more. But what does St. Pat's do? For those that aren't aware, what does St. Pat's do, and how long have they been doing it?
Well, we've been going since 1972. We started out at the back of the parish. It was with Brother Hannick, who then recognized the need right back in the 70s for just sustenance for those people who were sleeping rough in Fremantle, and started providing some sandwiches. Very soon that extended to some accommodation.
Yeah, wow.
And now nearly 50 years on, so it's our 50th anniversary next year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Which is pretty exciting. We have a whole range of services for people who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness in the Perth Southwest Metropolitan area. And we just recently extended down into the Peel area as well with
awesome.
Some outreach and services down there. So the whole range, everything from our day centre, which most people identify with St. Pat's in the heart of Fremantle. And through our day centre, we've got meals and a full dental and health suite there as well, all volunteer run basically.
Wow.
And a whole range of other services, housing support services, outreach services, yeah, emergency relief, of course. And all the donations that we collect through the centre and through the organisation are then provided out to the people who visit us. And we're getting close, over 100 people probably, or close to 100 people every day coming through for assistance.
Wow.
Or approaching us in some way.
That's brilliant.
Of course, there's also accommodation as well, which we provide, mostly transitional or sort of short to medium term accommodation.
You guys are making such a massive positive impact just in the community on a day-to-day basis. Now, how have things changed in the last couple of years for those facing homelessness?
Unfortunately, the issue of homelessness hasn't decreased at all. If anything, it really is increasing. I think the last tally, we've got about 9,000 West Australians who are experiencing homelessness.
Wow.
And about 17,000 households. That's 30,000 people are on the housing wait list for, you know, to get a government house. So homelessness and the issue around housing is huge and growing. We noticed over COVID there's been a dramatic increase. We started measuring that on something called a by-name list, which is a sector coming together and recording by name all the people who are experiencing homelessness or rough sleeping. And we know from that list now that we've got around about 140 rough sleepers in Fremantle, so people on the streets, living in cars,
wow,
on the beach. So it is a real issue for people out there. And you do realize that that it really can affect anyone, all walks of life, so many multiple issues and complex issues. And, of course, because there's so little housing out there, the fact that people are homeless, it ends up being that they are homeless for quite a long time. We can't get them houses. You know, we're talking homeless, a couple of years, if not more.
Yeah, that's huge.
We know, obviously, a lot of people would know we did Heart for the Homeless with you guys. With all the sleeping bags, with all the toiletries, with everything that we collected, were you on the front line handing them out? And what was that like?
Yeah. So I've been, before I became the COO, I was the day centre manager at St. Pat's for just over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, and I was very much on the front line, working with the frontline workers there. So I do remember the day when the big van came through, packed to the rafters with all the sleeping bags and all the goodies that you had for us collected, and was all put into our warehouse and then taken from there and moved up into our day center. And people come in, you know, it's a soul destroying thing for someone to come in and ask for accommodation, and and there's so little out there to provide people. Even if we have the money, there's very often no backpackers or caravan parks or anything that we can assist people into. So to at least provide them with a sleeping bag, at least some warmth for that night, is the very least we can do. So that's where we were giving it out, and it's always, you know, so gratefully received, giving out toiletries, giving out just a warm pair of socks. Sometimes it just can make you talk about hope, and really that can give people hope to come in and have a nice hot shower, get a clean change of clothes, some warm socks, some clean underwear, some, you know, toiletries, and a sleeping bag. And at least that's something rather than going away empty handed. We would never want that.
So. And how do people find out about you, like that you've got things available for people in crisis?
So it's very much about word of the mouth on the streets. You know, we have been in Fremantle for a long time now, so we're well known amongst those who are experiencing hardship as the place to go. It is a drop-in centre, so people can come in anytime during our opening hours and just ask for assistance. And we do as a whole try and make sure that people don't go away empty-handed. That we are providing some assistance, some hope for them to keep going, because it's sometimes just those little small wins can give people the motivation to try a little bit harder to make that extra, you know, effort in their longer term, addressing their longer term needs. So, that's what we do. And, and we also started some other programs now to connect with those people that perhaps are new to hardship, because unfortunately, since COVID hit, we have seen an emergent cohort of people who perhaps were never seeking assistance before, never needing to, who have now started to need some assistance. A huge rise, unfortunately, in domestic violence and mental health issues still skyrocketing. I've heard that to get into psychologists and appointments, it's like a 30% increase in approaches and mental health. So it is really significant since COVID.
So important for us to keep doing Heart for the Homeless.
Yeah, definitely.
Make sure that we support a cause such as yours. What value do you see 98.5 playing in that, and helping with you guys to deliver all these goods to people that need it?
Oh, it's so important. From the perspective of actually collecting the donations, we are so grateful, because the money we get, and we do get some funding from government and non-government funding, some really generous philanthropists out there, and we certainly are very thankful to them and to our wonderful volunteers. But there's never enough. The need is growing all the time, and anything that the community can do through your drives like your heart can just help us tremendously. Yeah, really. And then, of course, there's just getting that issue out there, talking about homelessness, making sure that people understand that it really can affect anyone. That very much homeless people are like you and I. When I talk to the clients that come in and we have a chat, they just have the same hopes and dreams as the rest of us.
So, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us today about St. Pat's and about hope in the community. Thank you very much to Tracy Kashawley. She is the COO at St. Pat's. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for having me. It's been a delight. Thanks.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.